seconds count. Depend on
WTMA. Action Central News.
Good afternoon. This is the TMA First News Update. It's 1 o'clock. I'm Mac Thompson on News Talk 1250 WTMA. It's a special day for all of us here at WTMA. Our own Robert Allen reports on our 60th birthday party.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, WTMA. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
That's Grace Fleming, who back in 1939 sang on WTMA. Today she sang Happy Birthday during our 60th anniversary celebration. June 15th, 1939 was WTMA's first broadcast. You are invited to the Westin Francis Marion Hotel today to have birthday cake, win prizes, and meet WTMA personalities of the past and present. The party lasts until 6 tonight. Robert Allen, TMA First News.
Now here's a look at the WTMA exclusive 3-day AccuWeather forecast.
Here's the latest weather word on WTMA Tiger Radio.
Happy 60th birthday, WTMA. Recapping this afternoon, warm and humid with a couple showers, the high 82 to 88. For WTMA AccuWeather, I'm Amber Shaw.
Thank you, Amber. It's 87 at the airport, 88 downtown, a mixture of clouds and sun. Mac Thompson, News Talk 1250 WTMA.
WTMA.
Let me take you where all the hits are now. Fox Music stores, values galores, with all the latest record hits, largest record stock in the area. Don't you shop a have not shop a have got stores. Fox Music stores.
We are back. It's 105. I'm broadcasting live at the Francis Marion Hotel. I'm Nancy Wolfe with Jim Diamond, who broadcasted live on WTMA from 1963 to 1967. And I'm asking all of you to come down here today. We'll be broadcasting until 6 o'clock. Of course, I'll be on until 2. Charlie Bird Lindsay, who was on WTMA years ago, he'll be down here at, from 4 to 6. Register to win. But the deal is you have to come by and you have to say hello and say hello to the listening audience. And how long have you been listening to the mighty TMA? And joining us right now is one of... You love me, Paul, right?
Yeah, I love you, Nancy.
All right. Well, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, well, I wish you a happy anniversary.
Yeah.
I know some of your fans, some of your callers give you a hard time, but you've got a lot of fans out there like me.
Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate that.
Okay, Nancy.
All right. Thanks for stopping by. And you I know you registered to win one of these great radios. Isn't that great?
I have to register again. I'm not a good winner.
Well, now that you've met me, your luck is going to change.
I like to hear that.
Thanks for stopping
this
by, Paul.
This could be my lucky day.
What kind of look is that, Jim Diamond?
I don't know. I was fascinated by that last commercial. Are they still in business?
That was you.
Oh, that was me.
Fox? Yeah, Fox Music is still in business.
I wanted to jump in and tell everybody to get the brand new Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell and Beatles and whatever. But the music's
sing.
Gone. I mean, what?
Sing.
What? Sing.
Yeah.
I sing what?
Let
sing.
Let me take you.
Oh.
That was your voice?
That was me. I did that spot with the help
Jim
of my
Jim Diamond cutting commercials.
That's right. I used to do stuff like that, and it was fun. We had a lot of laughs, and a gentleman by the name of Harold Fox, he came up with the idea, can you do a singing commercial for me? And I said, well, like what? It's something from the Beatles. So we found a music bed that had the Beatles on there, and I said, sure, we'll do it. And what do you want for the words? And we wrote the words, and now, I did the whole thing.
I'm assuming here, in
let me
kind of
take
a big
you
leap,
where
the
all
format.
The hits
the it was a music format,
right?
In 63 to 67.
Yeah, there was
the top 40.
Right, it was a format called the Drake Chenault format, and what it was a formula of so much music, so many commercials, so many promos, station ID, sports, weather, news, local, street temperature, all the stuff. It was a formula, and they put it down on a log, and you had to follow that. so to speak. It was a basic formula, and it became number one in just a few months in this area, and it helped push a lot of products, a lot of people. A lot of people got happy and a lot of music from
it. And now the News Talk is number one in the
that's
area.
That's right. It's the same thing.
Absolutely. WTMA. But
that's right.
I was saying earlier that you made all these T-shirts, and Jim is going to make me a T-shirt, and what I want him to put on this T-shirt is our current-day logo with 1939 to 1999, and I love that photo from the Dock Street Theater, and then whatever else. You know.
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
No, what? I wouldn't dare.
Or die.
I'll tell
you off the air. 556-1250. We're taking your calls also. What have you been doing and how long have you been listening to WTMA? And before I go to John, Joe stopped by. Joe Lolly.
Hey, how are you, Nancy?
Great. How you doing?
Can you hear me okay on this ancient microphone?
Isn't that cool?
This microphone looks like it might have been from 1939.
I think they got it from the Titanic.
I see.
They brought it up from there.
Was that your microphone?
No, that's they use what's called a 77DX, like the old Johnny Carson mics, the old round bullet. In fact, it's one in here. The microphones they used to use.
People, you've got to come down here, and you'll see these old photos, and you see these T-shirts.
That's the kind of microphone.
And you see the old equipment from the last.
That's called
really
a ribbon microphone.
Actually, for the people listening, what I'm looking at is what looks like something out of that photo of Edward R. Murrow that you always see, Edward R. Murrow with a cigarette hanging out of his face. This microphone looks exactly like the microphone sitting in front of Edward R. Murrow.
Maybe the one that Orson Welles used in doing War of the Worlds.
I don't remember that photo.
Yes.
Before his time.
But, oh, well, before all our times.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Actually,
you too?
Yes. Oh. Mm-hmm. I go back to 63. That's it. Anything before 63 is a dark hole in space in the middle of my head.
Uh-huh.
Nancy, I came to Charleston actually with orders to a submarine in 1972. So I had orders to go to a submarine out here at the Navy base. And was listening to, in 1972, what was I listening? I was listening to WTMA, and at that time, Ken Goodman had 3WZ. And those were the two stations I listened to. And now Ken Goodman's here, and, you know,
Not literally here, but
Ken Goodman's on this station now.
What I'm kind of curious about also, people who would call it WTMA different times and to win, name it and claim it and stuff like that. I'm certain there's got to be some listeners out there who say, oh, yes, I won a record, I won this and I won that, to have, you know, to remember that and to give us a call and to say, hey, I remember winning a blah, 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 whatever it is. That would be a great idea. Because people can usually key in on something that they remembered that they won, whether it was a car or a record or an autographed copy of whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Contests of the past.
That's right. And you remember those things?
Joe, did you register to win one of those great radios or WTMA collector's mugs?
Oh, yes, I did. And they've got a nice variety of them. And actually, it's interesting. Look at the different antique radios that are over here on display and a variety of other photos and nostalgic pictures of Charleston area. It's fantastic.
What's it going to look like 30 years from now when they look at the state-of-the-art?
You know, Joe should run for Congress.
No? Why?
No, the only thing I need to run for is, my wife says the only thing I should run for is the state line.
Joe Lolly, thanks for stopping by.
We'll put that on the record.
556-1250. Let's talk to, we're going to the phones, John Patterson. Hi, you're on WTMA.
Hi, Nancy.
Hey, John.
I worked with Western Union from 1957 until 1988. I had to work on the clocks in WTMA when down. On top of the Dock Street Theater.
That's right. Yeah, I remember those clocks.
And I worked on those clocks
until you guys
moved West Ashley.
Every hour on the hour, they would send out a big pulse.
That's right. And it would reset every hour.
You heard this loud, and this light would light up in the room, and you would know it was on the hour.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I was working on the clock one day, and the disc jockey, and if I remember his name right, was Bill Walton.
Yeah.
He interviewed me, and I did not even know I was on the air. And when he finished talking with me, he said, now, folks, you know how this clock works. And I almost fainted because I didn't slip at one time.
It had a two or one and a half volt batteries in it.
It had two batteries. They were called telephone dry cells, and they were 1.5 volts for each.
That's right. That's old stuff.
And I tried to buy some a couple of months ago, and they were $15 and something apiece.
The batteries or the clocks?
The batteries.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Man, you can't even find a clock.
The clock was like about 2 feet across.
Yeah, that was a 15-inch dial clock with a sweep second hand in the radio stations. And we had them all over town, in the theaters and jewelry stores and everything.
Hmm.
And now I have one in my house.
You can't find those things now. I imagine somebody went out and probably bought them for $50, and they're worth probably a grand.
Well, I got...
Because they're beautiful.
Don't you wish you'd kept some of the things?
Oh, very definitely.
I've got pictures and I've got tapes, and you can put a lot of pictures and tapes in a box. A clock takes a room, and I don't have a lot of room.
Yeah. Build another house.
But I just wanted to say congratulations to WTMA, because I've been listening to them since 1957 and before.
Wonderful.
Did you ever call and win anything, like a record or anything like
yes,
that?
Yes, sir. I did many times on the trivia.
Right.
When they had the trivia, and I won so much, they asked me to hold off for a little while. But I love trivia, and I would call in, and I lucked up and won a few things, and it was very nice. And everyone at the station always treated me with great respect and courtesy.
All right. Well
John,
thanks
for calling in.
Well, right, thank you.
All right, we've been talking with Jim Diamond. He broadcasted live on WTMA from 1963 to 1967. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Booby Nash. He was on the air from 1966 to 1977. And I cannot wait to get that T-shirt. Come on down to the Francis Marion Hotel. We're broadcasting live. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. And then, of course, we have our afternoon show, Clark Howard. Charlie Bird Lindsay, who was on WTMA years ago, will be here this afternoon from 4 until 6. All of the WTMA personalities are here. We're in and out. There's some great cake. And register to win some of these wonderful prizes. And these radios are really cool. And WTMA collector's mugs. And if you just want to see a glimpse of the past, it's a great time. I'm Nancy Wolf. I'll be right back. And come on down to the Francis Marion Hotel.
You're hearing